This event take place after Jesus rose from the dead and he appeared to his disciple. Afterward, Jesus appeared again to his disciple by the Sea of Galilee. It happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. "I'm going out to fish," Simon Peter told them. And they said, "We'll go with you." So they went out and got into the boat. But that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore. But the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, "Friends, haven't you any fish?" "No," they answered. He said, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some." When they did, they were unable to hold the net in because of the large number of fish. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, "It is the Lord," he wrapped his outer garment around him and jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from the shore, about 100 yards. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals there with fish on it and some bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of fish you have just caught." So Simon Peter climbed back into the boat and dragged the net shore. It was full of large fish. But even with so many, the net was not drawn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." None of the disciples there asked him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread, and gave it to them, and did it the same with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus appeared to the disciple after he was raised from the dead. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than this?" "Yes, Lord," he said. "You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time, he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep. Very truly, I tell you, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you don't want to go." Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, "Follow me." This is the word of the Lord. We'll pray for Pastor Joely before the sermon. Dear God in heaven, we thank you for today. We thank you for your servant Joely that will about to give your word to help us to understand your message today. Help him, and through his mouth you will tell us exactly what you want us to hear. and also help us to understand your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Hodler. Thank you, everyone. Let's power up my gadget. It's been a wonderful week for me. I've been in Dubai, in the United Emirates, this week, attending a conference. It's called the Global Church for the Global World. Am I on? Oh, yeah. And it was a great honor to represent SIC. I thank the council for allowing this opportunity for me to travel. The most unlikely country to have a Christian conference in a Muslim country, in Dubai, United Emirates. There is amazing things happening in that land, in Dubai. There's so many churches. One of the international pastors there shared about in Easter, the government gave them permission to conduct their joint service with other international churches on the beach. And they baptized nearly about 16 new Christians in that place. So God is not confined anywhere that he can move. And being this Christian program was approved by the government and held in Dubai is about nearly 300 pastors from international churches globally, Africa and Asia, and all parts of the world that were there. And it was a wonderful time to realize that our gathering here in Norway is not just a project or a community, but there is a significant plan of God that you are here, that God brought you here to Norway for such a time as this, that we are all part of God's plan. In wherever that he leads you or move you or bring you here, we are engaged in the plan of God that he orchestrated to be the blessings to the nations wherever you are. So it's been mostly North American pastors. The two keynote speakers were non-Westerners. That is C.B. Samuel from India, powerful man of God. He comes and he speaks with his Indian attire and no shoes. And he delivers some of the most powerful words to all the pastors that were there. And the awareness that the kingdom of God is advancing against even the power of darkness when we understand why we are here, that the church is not ours, it doesn't belong to us, it belongs to God. Jesus Christ, the head of the church, who died and rose again and gave dominion and authority to the church to make an impact here on earth. And it's encouraging to be there. People ask me, so you're from where? From Stavanger, Norway, but I'm from the Fiji Islands. Oh, it's a long way from the Fiji Islands to come to Dubai. I said, no, I live and work in Stavanger. Oh, so you're with Nazi Baptist Church. No, we're from Stavanger International Church. And David Fresh was there, has been appointed as the new General Secretary for Missional International Churches Network. And so it was good to be there. For me, it was a personal reflection and just input to what God is doing and sharing vision with other churches just like us, bigger and small, who are making an impact in wherever they are. And also we'll be seeing some of these pastors visiting our church, sharing the work that they're doing in wherever they are. There's a couple that we met. I asked them, so where are you guys from? Said, we're from Mali. We're right in the Bamako. Oh, what is it? Is it Bamako? Right in the center of no-go zone. And how did you guys get there? I said, well, we were here before, and then the war broke. We left, went back home. God called us to come back. So they are back there through Youth with a Mission. And they are planting a church right in the headquarters of the United Nations. And that's very strategic. So United Nations said, okay, we'll build a church for you if you want to. And it's amazing that God is moving, and sometimes we don't pay attention. There's a lot of crisis, a lot of attack on the body of Christ and Christian globally. But that doesn't diminish the work of God globally. And we are very much in the center at Stavanger International Church in being part of sharing the light and the good news of Jesus wherever we are. So if you are here traveling from different parts of the world, we welcome you to join the work here in Norway and Stavanger. Amen. Let's focus on our passage today. This account that we read today is the third time that Jesus appeared to his disciples. And everything that we read here are pretty symbolic on what Jesus already proclaimed to the disciples. First, he realized, he shared with them their mission and the significance of their mission. And also, the passage, as we read, demonstrate the communion with Jesus. Can you put back the scripture there? I like the story because God is in the... Thank you. God is in the work of restoration and fulfilling the promises that he said that he will do in his time here on earth. That kingdom, that God's will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. So we see God's mission. The disciples, they were... Every time I read this passage, I smile because I love the character of Peter. Here, the third resurrection of Jesus, Jesus spoke to the disciple, go to Galilee and wait for me on the mountain. And then we read here in chapter 21 that Peter went on to go fishing. Peter said, I'm going fishing. Peter, the person in which Christ says that Peter, through your declaration in Revelation, yeah, I will build my church. He was asking the disciples, who do you think I am? And it was the first time that Jesus mentioned the church was respond to Peter's response to him. He was asking, who do you think I am? The disciple says, well, some says you are this. Some says you are this. And Jesus said, but who do you think I am? Peter declared boldly, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And then Jesus responded, Peter, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Upon this declaration that I am the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And then here we see a different side of Peter. A lot of people want to skip this part of the passage and go straight into the book of Acts to see a different side of Peter preaching. Here we see the brokenness of this man. Not long ago, he was the one that was standing there in the court. And they say to him, "You are the followers of Jesus. We saw you with Jesus." He said, "No, I don't know that man." The three times that he denied Jesus blatantly. The man who says that, "I will follow you, Jesus." And I want us to pay attention. We're going to focus on this encounter. Said, "Yes, you are the one." Peter said, "No, I don't know that man. I swear to you." What was going on with Peter? The memory of what he did, of his failure, the mistakes that he did. He said, "I'm going to go, and I'm going to go back fishing." In the beginning of Matthew, in the beginning of Jesus' ministry, it was in Galilee that God called Peter, picked his disciples to follow him. "Come, I will make you fishers of men." And then the death of Jesus, the disciples deserted him. And then in the resurrection, it came again. He appeared to them. Everything that he told them is going to happen. And this is the third time that he appeared to them. The uneasiness to encounter the person that you betray. For Peter. Let's go there. So Jesus came, he gathered his disciples. Oh, let's backtrack there. He appeared to them. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, "Friends, haven't you any fish?" "No," they answered. Then Jesus said, "Throw your net on the side of the boat, on the right side of the boat." When they did, they were unable to haul the net because there were so many fish. Then the disciples whom Jesus loved said, "Peter, it is the Lord." That's him. As soon as Peter heard him, "It is the Lord," he wrapped his outer garment, jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from the shore. So when they arrived on the shore, Jesus was sitting there, said, "Hey, get me some fish." If Jesus was a Fijian, he said, "Give me the head. We love eating the fish head." But when they came and here Jesus broke bread with them, and they share breakfast together. And I believe that on this time they realized what Jesus was doing the night that he broke bread with them and shared with them the new covenant. He said, "Here, take this." The new covenant. That God is, Christ is always around his people. Even in the most confusing time. Here he came. He sat down with them. "Come, sit down. Have some fish. Have some bread." I like that. No one, none of them dared ask him, "Who are you?" They all know who he was. So after they're fishing, they finished eating. It says that Jesus said to Simon Peter, he said, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" It'll be kind of awkward for Peter to sitting in front of Jesus in this intimate way, you know. I remember when I get in trouble with my grandparents a long time ago, it was hard to look at them in the face because you know you've done something wrong. You know, look at me. And Peter here, the commitment of Jesus. He knew what Peter did. He knew where Peter was at. He knew the feeling that Peter is carrying with him. And he didn't even ask, so how you feel, Peter? How are you feeling today? No. He asked him, do you love me, Peter? He didn't confront the mistakes of Peter, but he looked into his heart. Said, do you love me? What a relief. He said, yes, Lord. You know that I love you. There is no mystery here in this question. Said, do you love me more than this? What God is saying, what Jesus is saying here, there's two ways to describe the love that Jesus is talking about. Jesus used the word agapao, or agape. And Peter's response was filial, is brotherly love, respect and affection. Peter, do you love me? And Peter responding that, yes, Lord, you know I love you. Then he said, feed my lamb. A man who has abandoned his calling and has gone back to what he used to do. I don't know what Peter was going through at that time. And Jesus came in there, committed to his promise to Peter and his calling, despite the mistakes of Peter. He's there to reinstate the call that he has for Peter. He looked at Peter and said, do you love me, Peter? What he's saying, he's calling out the deep commitment in Peter's life. He didn't call out his failures, but he's asking, a man of relationship, he asks Peter, do you love me? At first, Peter responding that, yes, I love you. Friendship, love, and kind of warm and affection. But Peter couldn't say, yes, I love you to the highest level of love. The most noble level of love. So what Jesus, not just friendship. Peter responded, yes, I do. And then the third time Jesus asked him, Peter was a little bit frustrated. God is calling deep in his heart. That highest, that noble, that love to the point of death. Jesus said, feed my sheep. Peter said, Lord, you know everything. Peter said, I'm a broken man. I've made mistakes. But deep inside me, I do love you. God reinstated Peter. In the book of Acts, we see a demonstration of the new Peter, full of power and boldness, filled with the Spirit of God. From that reinstatement, that renewal of commitment in Peter, God entrusted him, the church, those pillars of the early church of Christianity. They were not saints. Peter made mistakes just like us. I want to end here with us. What love. As I was reading these last night, I reflect on my own life, my own heart. What kind of love do I have in terms of my relationship with Christ? Is this friendship? Is it the kind of love that Christ was asking and looking for in Peter? The highest level of love. Do you love me? Is our faith, one of the things that we talked about back in Dubai was, are we a community that experience the transformation of God every day in our lives? Or do we just celebrate the birthday when we came to know Christ? Am I being transformed every day, growing from glory to glory in my relationship with God? I want to. That is our prayer. We love the tradition we have. We celebrate birthday. We remember people's birth. And that's wonderful. We love that. Sometimes the church becomes a place where we just celebrate birthday. But the transformation every day in our lives, we become a community that is life-changing. And that comes in our relationship with Christ. So the encouragement today for all of us that are here, do we hear that question from Jesus? Do you love me? Joely, do you? That's the word for us today. We are going to take part in the communion after this. Now I want us to take a moment to just reflect quickly on that part of us. Some of us, this may be uncomfortable. It's okay. Peter was uncomfortable. But this is a loving God, a God who is committed to us, a God who sees our mistakes and yet is committed to see us fulfill the purpose and the calling that he has for us. That the God who brought you and I this far, he will not disappoint us. He's committed to take us all the way in our faith and our walk with him. I don't know what challenges and obstacles you are facing today. I don't know what level, but the question is the same, because God is wanting to transform us. He wants to change us, to take us to a new level of relationship with him. Amen? Let's just take a moment. Just focus on that. I want us to just bow our head, maybe for a minute, and think about what Jesus said to Peter. Do you love me? And sometimes for us, sometimes as men, do you love me? But God is challenging us in our commitment, in our devotion with him. Let's take a moment. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, whom you sent to lay down his life, to die for the sake of our sins. That through his death and his resurrection, that we can have faith in you for life eternal. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for mercy, that your mercy is new every morning. And today, as we listen to your word, we pray that you will help us, change us, transform us, restore our joy, restore the peace, restore our security in you, as you did with Peter. Show us what it means to love you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.